The next application under old business is case 11,750. Ron and Diane Abramsky seek a variance to reduce the rear yard setback, sections 115-25C and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. And again, this application was tabled at the last month's meeting.
Okay. Gentlemen, I'll open the board up for discussion. I'll start down here with you, Mr. Mills.
I think the concern was perhaps you, Mr. Rickard, that we might be setting a precedent.
Mm-hmm. Correct. That's right, John. Yeah. I think that when we start in here and we heard testimony that this could possibly be a 10 or 15% more increase in this subdivision of these type of construction, which is a what is put on to the back of the house, and they're actually saying that these three seasons rooms that they want to put on the house with the adjustments were misled by Ryan Holmes. Now, I don't think this is the board's position to say all we're interested in is the variance, and if they meet the five criteria. The other situation where they feel that they were done wrong by the home builder, that's their problem, and I would say that that doesn't come into my decision. True. But I think it can be, if we do this, then you're going to find, and the thing that really, and I asked that question, I said, I think I used the exact words, what is laying out there and that's going to pounce on us? And the applicant said that there are 10 or 15% more are going to be in the same position that will probably appear before this board.
Mm-hmm.
And I did make the statement that we've gotten into trouble before with doing something like this and then having follow-up on precedents being set. And of course, I made the statement also that attorneys that would be looking into previous case history, which is fine, that's the way they operate, and find that we've done it before. And with 10 or 15% coming on, I just can't be in favor of something like that.
Well, each is certainly a case-by-case decision on our part. I guess the big question is, at least for me, is the one that's always most difficult, was it created the hardship or exceptional practical difficulty created by the applicant? And so the burden of proof is on the applicant.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we all can say, well, I was told, but I don't know. I think I would probably, have some harder evidence or something.
Right.
If I was the applicant.
To back that up.
You know, if they were told by the builder that they could, is that enough to say that it wasn't created by the applicant?
Mm.
I don't think, is in regard to the other standards, we're looking at a lot of cases, and certainly in this case, not a huge lot, which could be considered unique. And I don't think that there's any question that it would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. but there's always that middle standard.
Mm-hmm. I go along with you on that one.
Yeah, I think you're right, John. I think that just adding that the it's not being created, the situation was not created by the applicant, I believe it has.
They had the option then, you know, at the beginning.
At the very beginning, they were told by Ryan Holmes that they wouldn't be able to, in other words, just the impression they gave them. But when they found out that they couldn't do this without a
without a variance, right?
So, based on that, I believe it's being created by the applicant.
I do too. Mr. Hudson?
One question, Madam Secretary, have we approved many rear yard variances in this development?
I believe there have been a few in this area, but not directly within maybe a couple of blocks, or at least not within several lots on this road.
For the same thing? For the same screened-in porch?
Correct. There have not been any applications in this area.
Yeah,
in this area of the street that I have record of. This is all we looked at, is kind of right in this area.
But in other areas we have proved.
In that development.
I believe so, yes.
Like one or two, wasn't it?
Maybe.
It's quite possible. I don't have that data off the top in easy access.
But once you find out where that, either like 10, 15, 20% more now coming at us.
I'm wondering if
finished homes, or are they still some to be built? See, that's.
I'm wondering if the same setback or what they're asking before we approved. I can't remember that now.
That I can't, Mr. Workman.
No.
But I got to go along with it.
Well, the precedent that we may be setting is that if we accept the question or the applicant's statement that they were told they could put that on there,
right,
as being a practical difficulty or hardship, that would be setting the precedent.
Right.
Or, you know.
So, John, if they came
so,
back.
So, I mean, every one of them is going to have to stand on its own merit otherwise.
Absolutely.
If that development came back to us and said, hey, Ryan Holm did say that you could do this at a later time, and they had proof like that, the hardship wouldn't be on them then, right?
Well,
they had been told that, and somebody told me that, and I'm building a home.
Well, shouldn't they go back to the home?
I guess
home
what I'm
the builder?
They have to work. I think you all have to consider is that it has to be created by the condition of the property. So it's got to be the uniqueness of the property that's created it.
But then they hadn't, because see, they could have done it at the beginning, but then they're saying that the builder said, no, you can wait, and then you come back and you can get it. So did they build what they wanted, and now they're coming back. If they could have done it at the beginning, why would they wait to do it now?
I don't think they could have done it at the beginning unless they had to come and get a variance from us anyway.
No, they could have.
Absolutely.
I mean, in this particular case, that house looks like it fits pretty much the building envelope, if I recall.
Right.
So, I'm not sure how they could do it without it. Unless maybe there's a way they could have reconfigured their design to do it. But
had to get that. They're only sharp to do it that way. Yeah. I mean, I feel sorry for these people, too. I mean, somebody tell you you can do it, and later you come back and.
I don't know why we get building permits and we have all the setbacks put on it and people don't look at them. The building envelope is apparent. The setbacks are always on the permit.
Well.
And the builder that goes to build it.
They build it to the max.
Yep.
They build it out as far as they can.
If anybody wants anything, they say, well, you've got a chance to go to the Board of Adjustment.
Well, yeah. You know, what's puzzling to me is a builder telling, and I'm not questioning, whether the applicant or the owner was told that or not. But I find it strange that a builder would say, oh, you can build that at a later date, because builders are, they're looking to build as much as they can
at the beginning
and make as much money as they can, especially when they, build out a development and then move on.
That's what I meant right in the beginning when I said that their discussion with the builder, Ryan Holmes, has nothing to do with this variance as far as I'm concerned. I'm just looking at the...
Well, you know, I mean, they're after it goes fast as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good way to get out of it. Say, hey, you know, you can come back later and we'll do this. You can do this later. Yeah. You know, and then he goes to the next person and do the same thing. I mean, so they're thinking that way. I mean, they didn't get the building permit. They depended on your builder.
Or did they?
Well, mine.
Or maybe that's a, you know, way the builder saw. All later on, you can do that.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, you can do whatever later.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could
that's,
be what.
That's was the way told. You can do that, so they can keep moving the building.
Yeah, we've had the same situations down south and different subdivisions where they've been told that, well, you can go to the board and get an adjustment.
Yeah.
You know, we'll build this on for you, but you're encroaching and you have to do it. So.
But if that'd be the case, then they should go back to the builder and somehow and, you know.
Well, didn't they say, other cases we have, they went back to the builder and see if we can get it done.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that...
That's not a different case, but same...
Same
development.
I mean, we've heard in the past, you know, that they have no place to... They want a screen porch because the deck, you know, mosquitoes are bad and they can't enjoy the deck.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that is, to me, a sort of uniqueness that, you know, limits the use of the property in the home.
How many times, John, have you requested to write the builder and let them know that they're encroaching, that they had what the, in other words, what the reason their client is in front of us is because of their mistakes?
If they built it.
Yes.
And that hasn't really happened that much in more recent years.
This isn't built. Her name.
This isn't built.
No, she is going.
Yeah.
No, this isn't built. So.
We haven't written letters to builders for being in violation for a while. Yeah.
It's been, and I don't want to have to start that again.
Well,
but yeah, it worked.
My spreadsheet hasn't been. I haven't entered anything on that in quite some time.
But it worked.
I'm hoping.
It did.
I mean, we've even had.
Well, we just don't want to get back into that.
No,
I agree.
No, we don't want to.
And so, you know, they're asking for permission.
Yeah, that's what they're asking for.
Well, that's how I look at it. I don't, you know.
I'm not favorite. Anyway.
You want more time to consider it? Or
you want to table it to our next meeting and more time demo, or are we ready to vote?
No, I feel that I'm ready to vote.
Mr. Burton?
Ready to vote.
Okay. Well, then there's no further discussion at this time, and the board's ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion then. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we deny case number 11,750. And the reason for that, I believe the hardship and exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant.
Okay. Excuse me, do I have a second to that motion? Again, Chair, call for a second on the motion. Okay. Not hearing this.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we table case number 11,750 to our next regular meeting.
Okay.
But just
first motion did not.
Just a matter of course, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Rickard's motion failed for a lack of second.
That's correct. Okay, then now we got a new motion by Mr. Mills that we table case number 11,750 into our next regular meeting, which will be on May the 2nd. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 11,750 into our next regular meeting, which will be on May the 2nd. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills again?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,750 is tabled. Okay, that takes care of that.